Hey guys, I wanted to discuss the cost of going your own way. It's a high price but with even higher rewards. I wanted to be real, on my journey of going my own way, it's been very volatile. Very manic, mellow highs and crashing downs. I have barely formed a relationship with anyone since I overcame my red pill rage episodes back in 2016, early 2017. I have struggled with being overlooked by humanity, being aloof, wondering what is the meaning of this, what is my end game exactly. Being depressed for 5 years straight, not knowing how to form relationships but also being scared to, swallowing the red pill has done wonders for me, being free from the social structure of getting married, not feeling pressured to have a girlfriend, to have sex, all these unspoken chains the red pill cut through like hot butter. But then after that, there was a dread of emptiness, a now what phase. This left me extremely vulnerable to the swoons of girls, any girl really, that would give me the time of day. This is where I have been really struggling with myself and the red pill, me being severely autistic and being a 34-year-old virgin, I'm sadly naive when it comes to people and women especially. I take things at face value, so I can't see the bullcrap when it's in my face, this is where the red pill saves me. I'm clueless when women show interest in me, like I have no idea they like me at all. I just think they're lying, I always think people are making fun of me, so I tend to stay by myself. I have been humiliated by women and men alike, so I'm pretty mean towards humanity. I just can't trust people that well anymore. All this turmoil, all this red pill stress, comes with the territory, and I'm not even going to mention the singlehood of a 34-year-old virgin, that's a death sentence wherever I go. I look like I'm 20, so I can go to any club I want and get some drinks, if I tell a girl I'm a virgin, they will look at me with either disgust, laugh, or say really. I've encountered all three, I'm no Chad, but this is where the red pill has saved me. I have dodged child support, STDs up the butthole, and heartbreak that I honestly can't endure. Because of my innocence at such an advanced age, I'm like a mystical unicorn, other than the children in my family, I am the only virgin out of the adult group of my bloodline. No one in my age group is still a virgin, everyone in my family has kids, now leading single-parent households, have grown kids, and they all stare at me at family gatherings. This is the highest cost of going your own way, it's the passive judgmental stares, from family and relatives, even teenager cousins, they all judge me with their mental notes they take when they see me. And my parents look at me funny too, so there's nowhere to run, nowhere to avoid the stares, I haven't even mentioned the fact that I'm a virgin in years, a good 10 years even. Someone seems to figure it out, it's because I'm sexually naive and don't know crap about girls, while I was in college I was going my own way at that point, but I was just starting. Before college I was homeschooled almost my whole teen years, I went to college with no social skills and no filter, that got me in a lot of trouble, you add red pill rage at an evangelical fundamentalist college, you have disaster. I was a volcano with hot sauce, pretty much telling people red pill truth, it hurt me, I found myself by myself. All throughout college, and now I find myself by myself again after my college closed down and filed for bankruptcy. Now I know too much red pill stuff, I have this channel, but what else do I have? I have low social skills, I can hardly keep friends, I know nothing of girls, this is the cost of going your own way, if you aren't pumping and dumping what else you got? If you aren't getting married and haven't been divorced, what else you got? If you don't have social skills, but are red-pilled, what else you got? If your main goal isn't chasing women, what else you got? You got yourself. Maybe I'm scared of being alone, maybe I'm depressed, I'm not sure anymore, but I wanted to speak of my costs of going my own way, support my channel on GiveSendBro and until next time cheers.